This wind turbine sits on top of a small hill and generates electricity for this nearby home.
The cable from the wind turbine comes in through the attic.
Jim Dodson says he had the turbine installed last year, and it is saving his family money.
We'd figured out that we could about cut our electric bill in half, and that's what we've done pretty consistently. I think that was when a big cold front came in.
Dodson uses his computer to monitor the amount of electricity his turbine is generating. He says sometimes it generates more power than he needs. He then sells the excess electricity to his local power company.
Especially in the economic times that we're in right now, any time you can be more self-sufficient, it's a good thing.
But Dodson lives in Florida, a state with very few wind power installations compared to other parts of the country. Frank Leslie is an adjunct professor with the Department of Marine and Environmental Systems at the Florida Institute of Technology. He says scientists often view Florida as not windy enough to make turbines viable.
The winds are very low. The southeast is not really blessed with high winds that one can extract energy from.
And the cost of installing a small turbine is high, up to $22,000.
While the wind is free, the conversion of wind power into electrical power costs money.
Leslie says Florida has a breezy coastline, but many parts are usually calm. California, Texas, and Iowa have the largest wind power generating capacity in the United States. This wind farm near San Francisco is one of the largest in the world, with more than 4,000 turbines. The U.S. government says wind only produces about 2% of America's electricity demand, compared to 25% in Denmark and 8% in Germany and Spain.
They produce DC voltage.
Still, Jim Dodson says he is confident he can continue to power his Florida home by harnessing the wind, and he says he is even raising money to pay for a wind turbine to power a school in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. Steve Moore for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.